For KBIA News, I'm Hope Kerwin. Missouri lawmakers are ready to vote this week to enact one of the nation's longest abortion waiting periods. The legislature will vote on overriding Governor Jay Nixon's veto of legislation requiring doctors to wait 72 hours after consulting women before performing abortions. Nixon said he vetoed the bill in part because it lacks an exception for cases of rape and incest. Republican leaders say they are confident they will override the veto. Missouri's waiting period would be the second most stringent behind South Dakota's, which can extend beyond 72 hours because it doesn't count weekends and holidays. Construction of a new elementary school in Southwest Columbia is set to begin in October, with hopes of opening the new school in August 2016. Columbia Public Schools Community Relations Director Michelle Baumstark says the district hopes the school will help alleviate overcrowding at Mill Creek Elementary School.
We've done a number of things to mitigate some of the growth in that area that we're seeing at that particular school building, everything from adding trailers to as recently as this past year redistricting the building to move about 150 students to other surrounding buildings.
The new school is part of the district's 10-year facility and bond plan, which includes the new Battle Elementary School, scheduled to open next August. The Columbia Board of Education will award the construction contract for the Southwest Elementary School at tonight's meeting, which begins at 6:30 p.m. at the Columbia Public Schools Administration Building. Missouri Auditor Tom Schwick is accusing Governor Jay Nixon of violating the state constitution by making budget cuts in 2012. Schwick released an audit today asserting that Nixon should not have blocked millions of dollars of spending in 2012 because state revenues exceeded estimates upon which the budget was based. The Republican auditor accused the Democratic governor of, quote, contorting and distorting his constitutional authority to manage the budget. Nixon's office said in a written response that Schwick's interpretation is inaccurate. Schwick released his report as lawmakers are preparing to convene Wednesday to consider overriding numerous line item vetoes that Nixon made to the 2015 budget. The nurse who is walking across part of Missouri announced this morning that she will not be continuing her walk. Sherry Payne posted in her organization's Facebook page that the RV she was using in her trek from Clinton to Augusta was hit in Jefferson City on Sunday night. While the driver of the other car is still unknown, Jefferson City Police Department confirmed that there were no injuries in the crash. In her announcement on Facebook, Payne said she will still be presenting in Jefferson City and St. Louis later this week. Payne began her walk on September 1st to raise awareness about the higher-than-average infant mortality rate among black infants. For KBIA News, I'm Hope Kerwin.